This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Welcome in to the Rockies Insider. I'm your host, Patrick Lyons, on a doubleheader Sunday, talking about those new City Connects. More importantly, the status of Chris Bryant talking with media and a couple transactions that could bolster a Rockies bullpen that's actually been quite good as of late. Let's get things started with Chris Bryant. He, of course, went on the IL this week with the lumbar degenerative disc disease. Had a couple shots last week. Tuesday, I think, was when he got that taken care of. Said he's not mentally all there, although he wasn't asked about that at first. That was just something that he came out and offered up right away. Also added he had felt nauseous because of his back. Not sure how that works, but he didn't have breakfast on Sunday before talking with the media. Ultimately, he broke down kind of, you know, what's been going on behind the scenes, did his job during the offseason, getting ready, following the training plans by Rocky staff, felt great in spring training, but ultimately said that back-to-back games during the regular season, coupled with the increased intensity of the regular season, is what really sent his back out of whack. He was immobile the next day. And this is just one of those things that despite the offseason training that, you know, could he have done too much? He didn't really know if he did too much in his offseason training, but felt genuinely good. You can't replicate in-season activity. In spring, games are shorter. You're in there for maybe 2-3 at-bats, and they're just less relevant. So you're doing less things. Bryant has tried to do a little bit more at the start of this season behind the scenes as the DH, you know, maybe taking some dry hacks in the cage, hitting a ball off a tee, certain things to stay sharp throughout the game. And that's kind of put him in the red. Running is what he said, you know, hurts it the most, but there's other activities on other days that are worse. It also doesn't hurt or impact his legs, but the running does impact the lower back. Cold weather has not been an issue for him. He likes the cold. And when pressed about the big issue, two real big issues, I think, one being surgery. And, you know, Chris is an interesting guy to talk to with how selective he can be about his words or not selective about his words and going down in certain directions that he maybe wants to take the question, despite it maybe not really being at hand. Said that kind of doctors have mentioned it, but also, yes, they have mentioned it, yet there are more options that can be explored at this time before surgery, since that is a little more serious and could potentially have more of an impact on his life going forward in his 40s and 50s, etc. But said he wants to be on the field. I want to be on the field. I want to play, when asked if retirement is in the cards for him. And it sounds like he's not thinking about that at all, despite being baffled by his back and not really knowing what to do, and citing that, you know, he's not doing well mentally and, you know, has some support on the team and the staff. He's also hired his own people. I'm not really sure what he meant. I wish that was something that was followed up upon in terms of hiring his own people, I guess, to help with mental health. I'm not sure how common that is for players, again, because there is such a large support staff on the team. But it was interesting hearing what he had to say. Not going to say it was a whole lot of nothing, but it really didn't, for me at least, provide any further clarity in terms of what's going on in his status. And, you know, not a ton of details. I mean, there's answers to these questions that allow you to color the situation a little bit better, but it still is not really clear what's going on with Chris Bryant. So we will wait and see if he should return at some point this year. I guess he probably will. How much he will contribute, I don't know. It's interesting because in the game on Saturday, in discussing with some people, you know, there were some folks joking online that the lineup that the Rockies are rolling out, which was still true on Sunday at the doubleheader, it looks like a split squad spring training game because there's not any pop in the names in the lineup. It's Ryan McMahon. That's it. No Tovar, him being on the IL. Brenton Doyle on the bereavement list. Nolan Jones, which was a familiar name that had a little bit of pop to it. Didn't. You know, Beck at one point did. Veen, you would have imagined, would have. Of course, he's not really hit the ground running entirely. He changed some of that in game one. And even just when you had the name of Chris Bryant in there, that was something. That felt like there was a little meat on that bone. I mean, again, that can be a ton of productivity, but at least in terms of lineup, there was something there. And the Rockies don't really have that right now. So I imagine they would like to get that name back in the lineup, getting his bat back in the lineup. We'll see exactly how much that is needed. But game one against the Nationals, a 3-2 loss. Rockies had an 8-game losing streak there, their longest since June of 2023. The strange thing about the first part of the game was that the Nats won despite not recording an RBI. It's actually just the third time in Nationals franchise history they registered a win without an RBI. Kyle Freeland was on the bump for his 205th start as a member of the Colorado Rockies. Freeland is now one shy of Aaron Cook's club record of 206 starts with the Rockies. Now, start number 206 could be on Friday when the team comes back home to play the Cincinnati Reds. It was originally supposed to be Saturday, but with Friday's cancellation, that pushed everything back just a little bit. And they might have him on the hill for the 30th anniversary game on Saturday. I don't really know what that would accomplish. If he does that start on Friday, though, he can start again on April 30th, the final day of this 6-game homestand in Atlanta. So he would be at home in Denver to break the franchise record. That, of course, all is in question because Freeland left the game after 2 innings of work with a blister, more specifically a blood blister on his left middle finger, his pitching middle finger, that ended his day early, gave up 3 hits. 3 runs, only one of which was earned, walked 1, struck out 2. And that was one of the worst things that could have happened to the Rockies today because you have a doubleheader. It's one of the reasons why Buddy did not flip the rotation. If it was, let's say, Senzatella and Freeland, if that was typically the order Senzatella goes on one day and then the following day it would be Freeland, you would have probably switched that order because you feel a lot more confident getting length from Freeland right now than Senzatella. And yet Freeland only gives you 2 innings. You now need 21 more outs for your bullpen. And oh yeah, there's going to be one more game today. That's rough. And yet the bullpen was great all day. All day it was great. 9 scoreless innings. Rockies bullpen right now holds a 1.47 ERA over their last 8 games. Angel Chivig, who's slowly becoming somewhat of a multi-inning guy, a 2-inning guy at least, he went 3, only allowed 1 hit, didn't give up a run. 3 scoreless innings of relief for Freeland. Now has 6 scoreless innings over his last 3 appearances. As I mentioned earlier or alluded to, Zach Veen got himself on the board twice in a big way, hammered his first career homer of 412 blast off of National starter Jake Irvin, got the wheels turning a little bit. This wasn't in the Rockies notes. This one was courtesy of good old Patty Stats. At 23 years and 129 days old, Zach Veen is the 12th youngest in Rockies history to go yard in Denver, and the 3rd youngest outfielder to do so at Coors Field. I had to finagle the numbers a little bit. He was 14th youngest overall in Rockies history. Like Jordan Beck was a little bit younger, but he hit his lone big league homer on the road. So 12th youngest in Denver, third youngest outfielder in Denver. He also stole a base, first one of his career, after getting hit by the pitch, in the fifth inning. Second player in franchise history to record their first big league homer and big league stolen base in the same game. I would not have gotten this trivia question. Chris Sexton, May 5th, 1999, and now Zach Veen. Not bad. Not bad. Braxton Fulford got in on the action after five homers in Albuquerque. He now has his first as a big league. It was actually his first base hit. On top of that, you might have remembered Greg Jones did that last year as a pinch hitter, but 433 feet, a little more than halfway up the bleachers out in left field. Unfortunately, on the defensive side, he ended up sailing three throws. I mean, he's got a great arm, but committed three errors behind the plate, tied for the most by a catcher in a single game in franchise history. Jeff Reed also did that back in 96 at Houston. So that explains where the Nationals were able to push three across home plate without an RBI. Wheels are probably turning for you going, wait a minute, Patrick, you have both Fulford and Veen homering in the same game, and both these guys are rookies. Yeah, that's right. They are only the second pair of teammates in franchise history to hit their first big league homers in the same game, joining Edgar Clemente and Curtis Laskanik on June 9th, 1999 versus the Mariners. What makes it all the more interesting is Curtis Laskanik, a relief pitcher. That's pretty wild to think about. And Edgar Clemente is, I don't know if he's directly the nephew or great-grandnephew of Roberto Clemente, but there is a relationship there. He was with the Rockies from 98 to 2000. I remember coming up in the minor leagues, he was Edgar Velasquez and ultimately decided to go with the Clemente part of his name, did grow up in Puerto Rico and was drafted out of a college in the 10th round back in 1993 by the Rockies. So yeah, it just says nephew on Baseball Reference. So that's pretty neat. Keeping the tradition alive there just a little bit. In game two, Rockies finally got off the schneid in a 3-1 win. Now, a loss, of course, would have given them nine in a row, their first nine-game losing streak since the second half in 2019, August 27th through September 4th. Alas, did not lose nine. They won the game, and Antonio Senzatella needed some length after that long bullpen game to start the day. Got himself 11 ground balls over his six innings, one run of work, allowed six hits, so pretty good for him. One walk, two strikeouts. That wasn't bad. Gave up an early run in the first, and then went scoreless the next five. Surprising, but also not when you think back. First win since June 19th, 2022 versus San Diego.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, available in the U.S. For New York, 8778. HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First Bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for four lines with all the mobile data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Course had much of 2023 and 2024 wiped away following Tommy John surgery. And then midway through August, I'm not sure if it was early or late August, so we'll say midway August of 2022, he had an ACL injury while in St. Louis. So got his last big league win just before that one in June of 2022, and now has himself another one. Sticking on the pitching front, Tyler Kinley ended up picking up the save, struck out all three, and he continues to be really solid. And you go back and you think on opening day and, you know, what could have been. Now, I wasn't a fan of going to the bullpen. I was a fan of, if you are going to go to the bullpen, go with Tyler Kinley on opening day, and he ends up coughing that one up on March 28th and wasting a brilliant, yeah, I said it, brilliant start by Kyle Freeland. But since then, dude's been great, and so that spring training is legit. He was great back in 2022 before he needed Tommy John surgery, so now in his sixth season with the Rockies, he's getting himself back on track. And we were talking about this in the press box over the weekend about who's going to represent the Rockies in the All-Star game, and we got a long way to go. I mean, even a month from now is really too early. But, you know, Tyler Kinley could be one of those sneaky, good candidates. They usually take a, you know, a closer that doesn't have a ton of saves or a setup guy. You know, there's still plenty of time for Tovar or Doyle to get back on track. I don't think Mickey Moniak's going to move the needle enough for that. But even still, Tyler Kinley, it's good to see him doing great. Speaking of Mickey Moniak, went 1-for-5, had a triple, had 2 RBI. So that was very much the difference. He's got hits in 5 of his last 6 games. And during that 6-game span, he's batting .292 with a .347 on base percentage and a .708 slug. 2 triples, 2 homers, 7 RBI through his last 4 contests. Even had a great diving play early on in the game in the first inning. So he has been a really, really bright spot and a good pickup so far for the Rockies when, despite having what looks like an entire, you know, 9-man team just in their outfield on the 40-man roster, they haven't gotten a ton of production out of all of those guys. But Moniak has been the dude for them in a really big way. A couple transactions on the day. Jaden Hill was called up as the 27th man for the doubleheader. Don't forget, when you play 2 games, you get 1 extra guy to bring up for that game. He was actually promoted following game 2. Luis Peralta sent down to AAA Albuquerque. But before the game started on Sunday, Victor Vodnik went on the injured list with right shoulder inflammation. And to create room on the 40-man roster, Rockies ended up designating for assignment lefty Evan Justice. And they selected the contract of Zach Agnos from Albuquerque. Now, Agnos, probably heard me talking a little bit about during spring training. He's a guy who's moved, you know, somewhat quickly, similar to Halverson. Not quite as quick because he was a 2022 draft pick, but 10th rounder out of East Carolina University, was, you know, career reliever. And, you know, he's been really solid at every single level that he's been at. The 24-year-old had a 2.25 ERA down in Albuquerque over 6 games, had 2 saves, walked 3, but 10 strikeouts. He was steady with a scoreless inning, gave up 1 hit in his major league debut. It was really cool to see him out there, and he's got himself a good look. You know, he likes going with a little bit of the half turtleneck, got himself, you know, I wouldn't say a full handlebar mustache, but he's got a noticeable one. That's for sure. And, you know, he definitely made his mark during spring training as a non-roster invite, throwing a 3.48 ERA to mostly big leaguers during spring training over 10 and a third innings pitch. Last year, he moved from high A up to double A, pretty much split his season there in 45 games, was 8-3 with a 1.38 ERA. And as I've said before, one of the big indicators of future success for minor league pitchers is strikeout to walk ratio. It means you're in the zone a lot, and yet the opposing batters are not doing quite as much damage, or can't make contact, right? They're striking out. Walked 11, struck out 63. Pretty darn good. Also led the Rockies minor league system with his 17 saves last year. So now the Rockies have had four major league debuts over the span of their first 21 games, which means, I had to crunch the numbers, we are on pace for 31 players to debut this season. Take the under. That's not happening, but I don't think the Rockies have that many guys that they can do that with, but you know, they're certainly going to have to tap in to their minor league system to give more debuts to guys like Yankiel Fernandez. That's a foregone conclusion. He'll end up making his major league debut this season. He's already on the 40-man roster. He was, I don't even want to say arguably playing better than Jordan Beck. He just was hitting more than Jordan Beck was. So he did not get that promotion. He's a guy I think we could see debuting. Warming Bernabell, who, despite being knocked off the 40-man roster 2 years ago now, he hasn't even turned 23 years old yet. He could be a player that you see debut. If you need a middle infielder, Julio Carreras, quite possibly at 25. He feels like he's been around for forever, but at 25, okay, he's a decent utility infielder option if you need to go that route. I think Ryan Ritter and Sterling Thompson will eventually end up making their debut. I hope you're counting how many guys are going to debut this year. Carson Palmquist, lock him down to make his debut. That is a gimme. Juan Mejia, who's on the 40-man roster, okay, let's get him a debut in there. Jeffrey Yan, everybody wants to see Jeffrey Yan. Probably not. No, I don't know. I mean, at this point, why not, right? Why not? Because you might need all of those arms depending on the success of other guys. Ryan Rawlson probably has a slightly better shot. Down in double A, I mean, Kyle Karros, you know, there's a couple guys from double A, maybe real late in the season. But, you know, Karros, you know, could end up moving somewhat quickly if he continues to have the success he's had down in the Eastern League, where he's actually been second in on base percentage at .481, second in OPS at .1091, and third in slugging at .690, fifth in batting average. So he's been incredibly hot. The City Connects, you know, I saw them on Saturday in person, and the pink definitely pops a lot more than in photographs. They're going to do well. They're going to do really good numbers. I didn't see a ton of stuff on social media of people sort of bemoaning that, hey, are these Easter Connect uniforms? Freeland thought, you know, the same thing, and a lot of the guys were mentioning that. But they looked really solid out there. So that's going to be fun to see those on every single Friday now going forward. Entering today, I forgot to check late on Saturday night how many strikeouts the Rockies have had in comparison with, oh, I don't know, every team in the history of baseball. Well, as it turns out, they're number one, but the wrong number one. It struck out 212 times through their first 19 games, most in the history of baseball, with 23 more strikeouts during these two games, 13 in game one, 10 in game two. They are now at 235 strikeouts, still the most all time through 21 games. They have now struck out 10 or more times in a game, 14 of their 21 games this season. That's 67% of the time. Still, worst start in franchise history through 21 games, 4-17. Looking ahead to the Kansas City series, I won't preview that right now, but should the Rockies win all three against the Royals, seems like there's no way that's going to happen, they would avoid tying the worst 24-game start in franchise history. That's the one way they can at least get out from the bucket, temporarily at least. Two wins and they tie for the worst 24-game start, but if they only win one, which I think one's probably where it's going to be for most of their road trips, unless they're playing a true juggernaut, they win one or none, they will continue to be the worst starting team in franchise history. I am not the worst on social media. I think I'm actually pretty good. I'm a good follow, covering everything with the Rockies, and sometimes guys that were former Rockies that are doing well and doing big things in other cities. A lot of folks like it. Approaching 10,000 followers. Got a way to go till I get there, but come and join. Follow on Twitter, X, Blue Sky, you name it, at Patrick D. Lyons, at Patrick D. Lyons, MLB. Appreciate all the momentum y'all have given me in this audio-only edition, but momentum, unfortunately, as I like to say, it can only be as good as my next show, so of course, I'll talk to you then.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.